Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Okay, so this is episode number two.
This is awesome.
We did it. We got to episode two, which is kind of cool. Like, we have like other episodes now. Like, we don't just have one.
No, we've made it to two.
So if you've listened to those other episodes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you found us somehow in episode two, go on back and take a listen to episode one and also our trailer. But hi, this is Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Jennifer. And we're from Upcycle Canada. And this is the Upcycle Canada podcast. So welcome. So today's episode, we're going to jump right in right away. We're going to talk about what we offer in this podcast, not just this podcast specifically, but in the series.
Right.
And what we're going to focus on long term. We're going to kind of give you a little background to our experience and taking an idea from an idea and a concept and making it a reality.
Right.
We're going to talk about some of the lessons we've learned in the process of doing that ourselves. And the bigger thing too, kind of ending off, is why podcasting is important to us and kind of why we enjoy podcasting, what it's taught us, but also kind of what it's going to help us to do in the future for our business and maybe for yours as well.
Sure.
So all that kind of just level sets what we're talking about today. But Jen, let's talk about our quote for the day.
Right.
That's kind of a cool way to start.
All right. So the quote for the day, we were just talking about this recently anyway. It is by Louis L'Amour. It says, "One never realizes how much and how little they know until they start talking."
Huh.
So that's pretty
deep.
I need to read it again because it just takes a second. So one never realizes how much and how little they know until they start talking. So in general, sometimes you start talking about something, you're going, and you start to listen to yourself and go, wow, I actually understand. And shoot, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or you're just like rambling on and people are like, what is she saying? And you just kind of get that look from people. And
I worked with a guy in an office setting, one of my corporate jobs a long time ago, and he was the master of talking in circles. And he was like a plane that circled the airport but never landed.
Never landed.
You're just like, he would take you through all different ways to kind of describe something, but he just never gave an answer. And it was like this, I don't know if he did it on purpose or if he was doing it because he didn't really know what he was doing and he was in the wrong position. I don't know. But it was the most, like, as soon as he would start to speak, you could tell, oh, here we go. And this quote means so much because listening to that quote and then remembering him, he was coming from a place of, he was good in other areas, but not in all areas. So if he was asked something he didn't know, he would give this long, rambling answer like I'm doing right now. And it would be like, you know, okay, really? Okay, just answer the question so we can move on. This is a 15-minute meeting. It doesn't have to be 35 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's that quote kind of means something. So the other part of it too, I think, is you really don't know how much you know until you start talking about it.
Like if you have to explain something, even in a job situation, and you start teaching someone else how to do something, and actually, I think by teaching helps you learn more. Like it teaches yourself.
And then too, like I can remember being in meetings with the way my mind works. And it's different the way that you approach things.
Right.
But I'd be listening to in a meeting and we'd be going around the table and trying to solve a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm an introvert, so I don't like to be out front. I don't like to be in the public's eye or I don't want to command the meeting. And I would just sit there and listen, right?
One by one.
And they would go around the table. Yeah. I've already, like, the problem's been presented. People are sharing their ideas. They're not even close to an answer. We're going around the table. We're doing our little song and dance. Everybody's trying to impress the boss with their fancy crafted answers that they're kind of making up as they go.
Right.
I'm sitting there and I kind of have a good sense of what might be the answer to this problem, but I'm just going to let this play out. And it kind of goes around the room, and my turn's coming up. And I'll just answer what I'm thinking, and it's like the meeting stops. And it's just that weird feeling of, well,
why didn't we start with you?
Maybe we should have started with... No, I'm not bragging, but no. It just, in my mind, my mind seems to jump ahead a few steps. And it can be really annoying because I'm waiting for everybody else to catch up. In my brain, I think I'm already there. It's not tested. It's not proven. But in my mind, it's complete.
It made sense.
I wake up, I get out of bed, and I already have my suggestion and my solution, my steps. Everything's figured out. And it's like, well, that was annoying. I didn't get to learn anything because it's already done.
Yeah.
I just have to go do it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that part of my brain is wired differently.
Right.
And it's frustrating to other people who aren't wired that way. And it's frustrating to me that I'm wired that way. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, I can remember just, you know, people like my bosses looking at me like, aren't you going to step in? Aren't you going to talk in this meeting? And I'm like, I'm just going to wait. Let this play out. I'll let you guys hash it out, talking about it. I already know what I would do in this situation, but let's just see how this plays out. And again, I'm gaining information because maybe I don't know everything.
Right.
And my assumptions are wrong, but in my head, I'm correct.
Right.
So anyway, so you don't really know until you start talking.
Exactly.
So I listen to people when they have a problem and I'm thinking, I've crossed that bridge before. I've actually experienced in my mind what you're experiencing. And I think I have a solution. And that's kind of how small businesses are created, is there's a problem.
Hmm.
I don't have any food in my cupboard.
Exactly.
Therefore, I need a grocery store.
Right.
I have to go get my food somewhere, right? I don't have a way to get to work. So people sell cars or there's the bus, right? There's a solution to a problem.
That's right.
Right. And that's kind of how small businesses and basically any business starts. Even the largest business in the world, like Amazon, Google.
Right.
How do I find something if I don't know what I'm looking for?
That's right. Yeah.
I Google it. Right. It started from, well, how do I do that? Yeah. I don't know. And so that's like Google, YouTube. That's like the perfect way for everybody to solve their problems. So in my mind, I kind of just look at podcasting as possibly an evergreen way of solving some problems.
Right.
So we can create an episode. We can post it online, post it for you to share and listen to. And it just lives there, silently lives there. I might get to listen to this podcast in the next week or so, next month, a year, 5 years from now.
Right.
I don't know how all this works.
Exactly.
But I know that I've been listening to podcasts in my night job that have been posted 2 to 3 years ago.
Right.
And learning something even way back then.
Right.
You know?
Because like, it's applying to you now.
Yeah. So I'll learn. There's a podcast I'm listening to. It's all about Instagram.
Right.
You're like, oh my gosh, like 200 episodes about Instagram? How
much is there to know?
Commit to that. But Instagram changes over time.
Right.
So they introduced a new thing back 2 years ago. That new thing has come, gone. It's been deleted. It's no longer available. And it failed.
Yeah.
But you listen to all the excitement, the hype, the buildup, the trials, and then the failure.
Yeah.
But you can hear the whole process.
Right.
Over a period of time.
Yeah.
And you learn and you grow.
Right.
And, you know,
develop,
so you get ideas.
Absolutely.
Right? So podcasting from my perspective, I know I'm kind of jumping ahead.
Right.
In what we're talking about, but podcasting in my perspective just gives me a chance to learn and grow alongside someone else.
Exactly.
Who's maybe a few steps ahead of me. Maybe they're a few steps behind me. I don't know. But at least we're all kind of going somewhere.
That's right.
And I can kind of join along in the journey. And that's what, for me, podcasting is. And I hope that our podcast has some kind of help in that process for you as a listener.
Right.
Right? So, anyway. So let's kind of jump into kind of our experience. And
what we've learned. I
think
some of the experiences we've had. So
I think maybe we talk a little bit just about like the process of building a podcast. Maybe we start there.
Okay.
Because that might kind of help people too, and understanding why we're doing all this and tie a little bit of our business in there as well.
Right.
Because our business to us is important, but to some other people might not be as important.
Right.
But podcasting might be the thing. Maybe we've been thinking about starting a podcast.
Right.
And this is one of the episodes they look up and go, hey, these guys are talking about it. Let's see what they say.
Right.
So from your perspective, Jen, as you kind of thought about the process, and that one day I came to you and said, Jen, how about starting a podcast? Do you remember kind of that?
Well, briefly, I probably was thinking, well, what on earth is that?
Yeah.
Right? Because again, like I said, I think last episode is that, you know, it's just
not something I'd ever needed to know. I didn't know I needed it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so that's the key. So, you know, every day it's good to learn something new. And so I think for me with the podcast, I don't necessarily listen to too many of them, but listening to Dave talk about what he's learned has challenged me, not only just in my life, but with my work, and just how to realize, you know, what's important, how to understand, you know, how things work, and prioritizing stuff in my daily life as to what's needed, what's not, whether it be for work or family. You know, and just realizing, I don't know.
There's so many topics for podcasts.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So you can look up anything, really, and find at least an episode about something that you're interested in.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm not a book person. Like, I went to college and I got my degree and everything, and then went back for like an HR program and everything, and studied and been in school. I do not like reading. It is not something enjoyable in my brain. I don't have that quiet space where sitting and reading a book with a cup of coffee,
that's not
excites me at all.
No.
That's like the library is the place I've never been.
No.
You know, it's like that magical place where there's books and people go there for a reason. Yeah. I don't understand it.
No.
But that, for me, I still need to learn.
Right.
If I'm not going to read and invest that time, I need to fill my mind with lessons and learnings and teaching that stimulates that part of my brain that kind of activates me to learn more things.
Right.
So finding podcasts for me was really kind of a leap of faith in the dark, because I didn't even know what podcasting really was or if it had any value to my life. And then once I got in it, I was in it.
Right.
That's it. I listened to my music and stuff at night on my night shifts, but eventually I just got bored with music, even though I'm a musician.
Right.
But I wanted to learn something.
Right.
And I find that getting into podcasts, and like I said, I would start at the beginning of a season and just work my way all the way through because it was interesting. So I find that I don't read books, paper books, but I love listening to people teach, and I love learning from other people. So podcasts for me just became this cool, like, oasis of being able to sit and learn, do my job, do my activities. But in the background, I have somebody kind of leading and guiding me and helping me learn something new.
Right.
That's how my mind works. So maybe some people, podcasts don't work because you are a book person and you want silence. You want to be by yourself. That's your time.
Right.
Then that's your time and that's what works for you.
That's right.
But if you're a type of person who's on the go, you're in the car, you don't like commercials during your radio broadcast, and you'd rather listen to a podcast on your way to work, and you got a 30-minute commute, maybe we get to jump in the car with you every day and we'll talk to you for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And try to entertain you as you get to work every day.
And give you a new challenge or whatever.
Something, right?
Yeah.
And you just kind of, I find I build a relationship with people I've never met as podcast hosts. Hmm. And I become part of their group, their community. I become part of their tribe, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
But I start to feel like I identify with them because I've heard every word they've said over the last 200 episodes.
Right.
And you're like, that's a big commitment.
But
for me, that's it. I'm all in.
Right.
Right. And I come home with all these little notes and things that I've written down, reminders, lessons I've learned. And I keep every day, it's like Jen comes out to the living room. I've come home from work. She grabs her coffee. I'm ready to go to bed. But it's like, oh, here's my highlights from last night's episodes.
Right.
And the eye roll of, oh, here we go, right? But for me, they're exciting because I've learned something,
right?
And I want to share that,
right?
So podcasts for me are a great, like I said, a great oasis, I would call it. And I'm hoping that this becomes like that for our listeners as well.
Right.
So I know we're kind of talking originally that this is a podcast episode would be more about our kind of our backstory of our business. But I think I'd like to kind of adapt it more to the podcast creation side of what we're doing.
Got it. Right.
Because I think that would add value to people to see, yes, we created a business 7 years ago and we've kind of grown the business and worked on it over time. But I think this is something more recent as far as how our business is benefiting from the process, how we're benefiting from it, and how we're growing.
Right.
So if we look back at our experience just in the process of doing this.
Right.
So I came to you that one day and said, let's start a podcast. You're like, what is a podcast?
Yeah.
But in the process, you've been able to take, I've heard you listening to podcasts.
Right. Yeah.
And then you take some of that information and knowledge and you apply it.
Right.
So how's that been for you?
So for me, like, even just in general, like here at home, just understanding and listening to you, because being different, you're the entrepreneur. I don't find myself to be that same way. I like lists, you don't. So there's a lot of that stuff that's opened my eyes to being a better person, helping understand where you're coming from in our relationship as far as that goes. But with my work, for instance, I've taken some of the things, just the basic understanding of business and dealing with people and how to approach people, and just challenging myself, I suppose, to being that better person, and how to relate to people that I work with, because I have quite a big crew of people that I manage, and trying to please everyone isn't easy. And so just understanding where people are coming from and their stories, and just being able to apply, you know, some basic understanding that I've learned in being a manager through the podcast, through what you've shared with me, and just some of the small things that I've listened to myself, just helped me, I think, be better at my job, because I've opened up the doors for this opportunity to learn. So.
Yeah. So if you were a brand new person to podcasting, like I was several months ago, and you most recently, what would you say to a person who's debating on whether or not they're even interested in podcasts? Like, do I want to commit to this or not?
Right.
What would you tell them, that why is a podcast beneficial to them?
I think for one, if you're wanting to learn something new, first of all, seeking out something that's of interest to you, and hearing someone else's story, it might challenge you to and inspire you to try it. Sometimes people might have some great ideas and concepts that they've wanted to build, but don't know the next steps to go. And so by listening to the podcasts and hearing other people's stories of how they failed or what's worked for them, I think it's huge, because then it gives the reality is there's people out there that have tried maybe the same thing and it failed, and what hasn't worked for them, and trying something new and not being afraid to try it. So that, I think that's the challenge, is don't be afraid to you know, step out of that comfort zone and try something that's going to maybe stretch you or whatever, and see it's okay to fail, because it just makes you stronger and better, and learning from your mistakes just makes everything better the next time around.
It's the one thing that over time, if you listen to this podcast in the future as well, is I love analogies.
Right.
I love to kind of paint a picture with words so that there's a lesson in that. So as you're talking about that, I can just picture hundreds of people in different locations all trying to invent the wheel at the same time.
Right.
None of them are talking to each other.
No.
Nobody's learning from each other. They're all making the same mistakes over and over and over and over. You know, should it be square, triangle? Should it be this? Should it be that? And everyone's failing because they're not sharing their knowledge with each other and
right.
learning from each other.
Right.
Right. So we go with that saying, you can't reinvent the wheel. And it's true. There's one wheel, and it's used in many, many situations. But
absolutely.
There's one wheel.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be reinvented. It's good.
Yeah. Well, and that's the nice thing about podcasts, is even though we're starting up, this is new for us, doesn't mean, so we're not trying to reinvent anything. We're just trying to share our story.
Yeah.
Basically.
And we're learning from other people. And that's fine. We're sharing knowledge, right?
Right.
You know, and if we come across something that means something to us, like a quote or something, we want to share and give you the person that we learned it from.
Right.
Because you can learn from them too. We're right. learning from them.
Right.
Right. So we're not coming from this high and lofty position and saying we know everything. Well, we're just learning.
Right.
And then we find podcasting as a way of sharing what we learn and kind of building a community together. So as I kind of, to reinforce the quote that we shared at the beginning, you can do it again.
All right. So one never realizes how much and how little they know until they start talking.
So yeah, the one other quote I kind of heard as well is, a wise person knows what they don't know.
That's right. That's what I was thinking of earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you just realize that you have these blind spots. You get in your car.
Yeah.
And look at those mirrors.
Exactly.
And you can't see that car that's kind of on your back bumper and the right hand side of your car.
Yeah.
That's that blind spot. You just can't see everything, right? And in your life, you have blind spots. You have things that people are like, no, you really are not good at this. You should stop doing A and you should start doing B.
Right.
There's some people who are jealous and wish they could do what you're doing. So they try to throw you off track.
Sure.
To justify the fact that they failed at it. So you're trying it. Oh, no, I tried that once and I failed. You're going to fail.
Yes.
Right. So they throw that on you. Yes. Kind of like, oh, I tried podcasting. I made one episode and I just wasn't for me. You guys should stop podcasting. Right.
Yeah.
They don't want to see you succeed because that reinforces the fact that they failed.
Yeah.
They want you to fail.
Right.
So that reinforces the fact that, yes, I didn't fail because of me. I failed because podcasting is not good. Right?
Right.
I failed. Jen and Dave failed. Podcasting not good.
Right.
I failed. Dave and Jen succeeded. Podcasting is now, uh-oh.
What did I do wrong?
Maybe it was me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think in podcasting and learning from others, in social media, YouTube, all these things, you have this wealth of knowledge. It's at your fingertips. It's in your earbuds. It's in your car stereo. There's a way to learn something new and grow. And if we're all in the process of growing, learning from past mistakes, learning from people who are further ahead or further behind or right beside us, we all build this community together.
Right.
And we're all kind of, people say, leveling up or getting better or progressing towards something better in our own personal lives. And I think that's something that we hope to offer in some degree every single episode, so that there's no fluff. There's no talking about our week and our cat. who really cares that we have a cat? Unless this is a cat podcast, then congratulations.
Yeah.
We have a cat.
Yeah.
But really, we want to talk about things that mean something to you that you can apply, whether you're on your way into work and you're dreaming of about a side hustle, whether you're doing a side hustle and working,
right,
like we were.
Yes.
Right. Or you're going to walk in today and hand in your keys and your badge. And this is your last day because that side hustle just took off.
Yeah.
Or that idea, you just can't escape.
That's right.
And it's time to make the move.
Right.
We're with you.
Yeah.
We've kind of done all these little things as well.
Like you took, like you mentioned last episode, you quit your job. You know, full-time benefits.
And I love my job.
I know.
And I was working at this great company. The employees were amazing. The supervisors were amazing. I was like, I had a key role in that business.
Exactly.
There was nothing about the job that I did not like.
Right.
So if they listen to this episode and go,
right,
what is he going to say about us?
Yeah.
No, it was a great job.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It gave me flexibility. I was done by 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Yeah.
And like it gave me a lot of great experiences and great people to work with. Some of the nicest people I've ever worked with in my whole career.
Right.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, there was this thing saying, but what if?
Yeah.
What if you opened a store?
Yeah.
What if we take the next step? What if we start looking at storefronts? Right.
Exactly.
And there's this thing that was kind of just picking away at
That's
me.
Right.
You know, and
so to take that chance of quitting your job was huge. Like, honestly, like you can't, you know, and again, like we're at that same point now. Like when do you stop and go, okay, well, let's start this podcast. Like you gotta sometimes just jump in and take the chance. And, you know, I mean, you don't know if it's not going to work until you try.
Think about all the people who got right to the edge of the cliff. In their business, in their life, whatever that big decision is. And they were one decision away from excellent. One decision away from success. And then they said, you know what? I'm tired. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
I don't think I can do one more step.
And it's just that one more step would have been the success that they've always dreamed of.
Right.
For me, in my mind, there's many times where I'm like, oh, this is too much. You know, 80 hours a week. Are you kidding me? You know, like I'm giving up a 40-hour work week so I can work 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
as a small business?
Right.
Is that really what I want to do?
Yeah.
Don't I want to have some spare time?
I know.
Don't I want to go play my guitar for 3 hours and learn some songs? Yeah. Do I want to just sit outside on a nice evening and have my coffee and not think about anything? Not have to do my social media or my emails or my phone calls or my podcast or everything? Or there's some nights where you just love to do that. But you're just one step away from something amazing. And you just, okay, one more step.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, one more step.
Right.
One more time.
And I know this will probably be on another episode, but one of the things I remember thinking about was sometimes when you think of an idea, you know, it's not always yours to fulfill. So sometimes it's nice to think out loud, think of your ideas, share your ideas and think, you know, dream it out loud and let other people hear your passion and hear your ideas, because it might be somebody else might be thinking the same thing. Go, you think that's a good idea? And between the two of you, or it could be somebody else to take it to the next step. So yeah, it's a great thought to share that with your friends, with coworkers, whatever. Don't be afraid to dream out loud.
So. Yeah. So I know we're early on in podcasting world, but some of the lessons we've learned already.
For podcasting?
Yeah.
Not
to ramble, which we've done lots of, so I apologize.
Yes. Just being prepared and getting to the point. I think people will start to realize over the next few episodes of who we are and where we're from and where we're at and why we do what we do. I think lessons learned from this so far, I think just, sticking to the topics and going forward and getting the podcast done.
So. I've learned that I say the word a lot. More than I ever knew. Now I'm super hyper aware of it, and I talk and I'm like, wait, there's one. Oh, there's one. It's like if we had a drinking game, I would not be doing well now because I say I'm quite often. It's kind of like my comma between two thoughts. So that's one thing I've learned.
We've learned the silly words we say too many times.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's a great way. If you ever want to figure out what you sound like, just hit record.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and chat.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, whoa.
Did I say that many times?
Really? Yeah. That's me? Yeah.
Yes.
So podcasting is a cool way for us to kind of build our community. I think that's kind of the bigger picture for us.
Definitely.
We have a community on Instagram, and we really appreciate every single person who follows us. We have our Facebook page for our business. We have our Twitter. We have our TikTok. We have multiple things that we do. Our YouTube channel, which we're in the process of growing. I listen to some podcast people, and they're all in on creating content and doing podcasts and posting stuff to Instagram. And it's almost like in some cases, that's all they do is content.
Right.
They don't actually make anything. They don't have a physical store. And so they pour all their time and energy into that.
Mm.
So they have time to look at the numbers. They have time to review how many people liked their comments or followed them or how many people looked at their email or their blog or they invest a lot of time in that. And I would love to do that, but we do have a store. We do have custom orders backing up.
Exactly.
We do have an employee. We do have responsibilities. We are also both working full time at this point, and there's a lot juggling for our time. So you're not going to hear us go too deep on all these numbers and reviews and all this information because yes, we look at the numbers, but we don't live and die by the numbers at this point because we just don't have enough time in our day to do that.
That's so not a priority.
It needs to be in some degree, because you do live and die by knowing your numbers.
Yes.
But at this point we're just trying to keep everything floating and moving forward. Right. So building a community through podcasting, through social media, through YouTube, our website, it just helps us to kind of reach a bigger audience than we can on one specific platform alone.
Right. Well, one thing I was just thinking came to mind, and it could be something we could talk about on another episode more, but just being able to reach people all across the world. I mean,
that's amazing.
I'm like, when would we ever have the opportunity to go to Philippines?
Yeah, like we're alluding to in our trailer.
So
Poland right. and Philippines, yeah. people listen to our trailer.
So I'm like, okay, so the fact that, you know, we might not be able to travel ourselves to all these places around the world, but our product has.
And actually, our message has.
And our message has now.
That's so amazing.
We have products all over the world, which is incredible. And a lot of them are custom things, yeah. even. They've been made to go to Scotland or Australia. We've got parts of us all over the world.
Yeah.
And so just to be able to reach so many more people to share this passion that we're doing in your community and to make your community bigger. So like we've said in the past is we're still new to this ourselves. We've learned over the last several years of what it takes to run a business and how to be successful in not having any money to start something, basically to take something that was nothing or going to the landfill and wood pieces just thrown to the ground or broken furniture and to recreate that and see a vision in it and recreate something that's become something beautiful. So like our quote is, or not quote, sorry, our slogan is yesterday's items are reborn. So that is something that we've applied to everything we make. And the story behind it, where did some of these things, these pieces of furniture come from? What was it in the past? And I think a lot of that just creates that community more and people appreciate the fact that it was unique and it is a one of one. And
they buy into it.
They buy into right? the story.
They're like, now they're invested in
That's
the story.
Right. Yeah.
Because now they take the piece home. They're like, do you know this was from a house that was built in 1907 in Hamilton, Ontario? And instead of this product going in the garbage, it's now turned into this cool rack where I can hang my coats on.
Exactly.
It's like, this wood is this old.
And like, there's what? Discolor in the wood that you've seen. And it's because of how it was built.
Well, it's with the paint between the slats.
That's right.
Of the wood.
So dripped. You've got this like, discoloring in it. And it's like, there's so much character in it. And every piece is so unique. So yeah, the stories behind all that is awesome. That's what I like.
So we're storytellers in our store. In what we sell, and we're storytellers on our podcast.
Yes.
So we're going to build these stories. We're happy that you could join with us and be a part of our story. But at the same time, we want to be part of your story.
Right.
We kind of want to hear what you're doing. We want to share that with people and share that even with on the podcast. So
definitely.
We'd love to hear from you guys. This is a very, in our mind, a very one-way communication where we're recording ourselves, posting it on these platforms, and you're listening to us.
Right.
We want to hear back.
Absolutely.
On who's listening, where in the world you are, you know, that kind of stuff helps us too. And it's encouraging to us, and we hope that we're encouraging to you.
Yes.
And that's the whole point of this. You know, we're not out to make money at this and make this our thing. This is just a way to reach out and kind of grow that community of upcycling.
Absolutely.
Think about what you're throwing away. Repurpose, reuse, refinish.
Because everyone recycles.
Yeah.
We would hope that people would recycle, but it's not just recycling, it's repurposing.
Yeah.
So it be might creative. Not be just your plastic from the kitchen throwing out. No, we're talking about furniture and big things that fill up the landfill. So consider. And if it's not something you do, but you have, if you know people, like there's so many people out there like, oh my gosh, I have all these different pieces of furniture. Can I bring them to you? We have people dropping some really cool, unique things, bottles, sample pieces from their business, like fabric samples. And we have a textile lady in our store that we can just hear these pieces. What can you do with them? And so there's so many opportunities out there of all different materials, media, and just, you know, what you can use to recreate something new.
It's funny because it's like people come to us and say, what do you guys need? It's like, well, yeah, the opposite question is, what do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever comes to us, then we try to reimagine what we can do with it.
Exactly.
Right. So it's not, it's a very interesting and creative way of repurposing.
Right.
And for us, it started out as a very simple way of trying to bring some more income into the house and pay for things that we couldn't pay for. And upcycling was just a cheaper version of starting a business. And it's grown into something for us that's just helped us grow as a business and as people. And it's meant so much to us. And that's what we hope the podcast will be as well. And we're going to jump into the next podcast coming up. And it's going to be all about who?
Me. I get to talk about myself.
Yay! So,
yes, you get to hear my story and just kind of where I've been, what's made me do the things I do, and just the stuff I've learned and where I went to school, and a little bit about my story.
I'm looking forward to it because I get to meet you then.
Yeah, there might be things you don't know.
Well, it's been 28 years. I might learn something.
Yes, you might.
Yeah.
And then the following week will be, or following it's next probably, episode would be...
That'll be episode 4?
Yes.
That'll so probably be the best episode.
3 is me and 4 is you.
A little challenge.
Okay.
Because you know we can see how many people listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh. Who's going to listen to who?
Who's going to have more listens?
I'll technically get listened to first because my episode will be before you.
It's the total number of listens.
Of listens.
From episode to episode.
Okay. So.
And my episode compared to your episode. A little wager.
Okay. So from 3 to 4 and then from 4 to 5.
We'll compare our two episodes.
Okay.
What does the winner get?
Dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dinner. Ordered dinner or something. Yeah.
I'm not making it.
No, just kidding. So, here, I'm already thinking he's
dinner
winning.
Selection. You already know what mine's going to be, pizza. But so, yeah. Okay. So that's on the line.
So and we'll share the results. I'm looking forward to not having to cook something.
We will share the results probably in episode 5 then.
Yeah, because that'll be a week between each.
Well, you would have had longer for people to listen to your episode than I would. But yeah, we'll do that. We'll see.
Yes. Right? True. Yes.
So a little wager.
Okay.
So help us out here, guys. Yes, I love pizza, so I need pizza.
I just like not cooking. So
yeah. So episode 4, which will be coming up after Jennifer's, will be the one to listen to so that I get my free pizza. So please help me.
No.
I love pizza.
Yes, I do too. That's the thing. So yeah. I like to eat. Yeah. I enjoy food.
Okay, so
thank you.
Episode number 3 is coming up, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Make sure you do all the things that Jen tells you to do at the episode, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, share it.
Please share it.
Yes. If nothing else, just share it, like it, and we'd love to hear your feedback. So looking forward to the next one.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share with you and to share it with a special dad in your life dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.